We begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachas, daf Kuf Gimel. Begin 6 lines down at the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing a theme in the related theme of the previous Mishnah regarding a deviation from the normal way how a mincha is supposed to be brought. And notice it starts off with the same words, Ho'ima Harei Alai. Someone says, I take upon myself a vow to bring a mincha min ha-sa'arim, a flour offering from barley. Says the Mishnah, the flour offerings are not brought from barley. You have a menachitim, he has to bring it from wheat. Let's say he says, I'm going to bring it from kemach, which is regular flour. That's not brought from regular flour. Yabbi Silas has to bring it from refined flour. Let's say he says, I'm bringing a flour offering, beloy shemen or beloy levaina, without oil, without frankincense. Says the Mishnah, Yabbi shemen levaina has to bring with oil and frankincense, as a minchas nedav is brought. Let's say he says, chatzi yisaren, I'm going to bring a half of a tenth of an eifa. No. Yabbi yisaren shalom has to bring a full tenth of an eifa. Let's say he says, yisaren and mechza, I'm going to bring a tenth of an eifa and a half, which is one and a half. Yabbi shnayim has to bring two. Now, Shimon Paiter, he exempts in all these cases of the Mishnah. Shloh is not kederecha mesnadvim because he didn't make a nedava the way it's normally done, and therefore he never took upon himself a viable vow because this is not what obligates a person in the mincha because it's incorrect, and therefore, unlike the Tanakhama says he has to bring the correct one, Shimon says that he's actually exempt, he doesn't have to bring anything. Now, the Gemara asks on the Tanakhama Amai. Why does the Tanakhama hold that the Neidr, the one who took the vow, is obligated to bring the flour offering from wheat, but Neder upescha imahu, it's a vow with an opening, meaning with the vow, he gave an opening, a way out of the vow, which is showing his regret, which the way of undoing a Neder is with charata, with regret, because since he says he's bringing a flour offering from barley, so we see that obviously his intention is not to bring anything, because a person knows a flour offering is not brought from barley, so why is he obligating the nether? He's saying the nether with the opening, which is undoing the nether with it. So Amechizki says, you're right, but Homani, who's the town of Mishnah? It's Beishamai. It's going like Beishamai. The army that they say, toughest Lashon Rishon, we grab a hold of the first words a person says in his statement. So since the first words he says was, Harelai Mincha, it's upon me to bring a Mincha. So those words already obligate him in a full-fledged, bona fide Mincha. The fact that the next words he says is Minasarim, it's irrelevant. We go based on the first words a person says. It's not like we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir. Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, which is generally a person who's forbidden to partake of wine. But he says, he qualifies in this sentence, he says, I'm a Nazir min agregrus, from dried figs, or min advela, from pressed figs, which have no relevancy to Nazirus. A person does not become a Nazir from figs, becomes a Nazir from grapes. Beshami Amrim, Nazir. Beshami say, in spite of that, he's a Nazir and is forbidden, he has to separate from wine, because Tafas Lashon Rishon, we go based on the first words that he says. He says, no, it's not a nazir because it's, yeah, it's a neder pislimoy. Right there when he's saying the words, he's undoing it in the same sentence. But that's Basil. And that is what the Gemara is saying, Chizki is saying, that the Tanav HaMishnah is like Beishamai. Now, Rabbi Yechon Nami says, no. I feel a time in Basil, you could even say the Tanav HaMishnah is like Basil. But it's where the person says, Elo, he says, and he clarifies, he elucidates, he says, oh, had I known, Shein Neidrin Kach, that you cannot take a vow to bring a mincha out of barley, I would never have taken such a vow like that. I would have taken it the right way. Oh, so therefore it's not a Pesach, it's not Recharot, it's not regret. It doesn't want to not bring a full-fledged bona fide mincha. He just thought you could bring a mincha out of Sairim. When he realizes not, he would like it that of Chitim. Oh, so therefore it's not a Pesach, it's not an opening of regret, because he doesn't regret. He just didn't realize, and therefore that's why the Tanakhama says that, oh, so then, even according to Basil, you'll be obligated in the mincha of Chitim. Now, Amachizkia, the two different opinions, that of Chizkia and Rabbi Yechanan, who qualify, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, now they qualify, whoever that Tana of our Mishnah is, that Tana Kama, they qualify this halacha. So Amachizki says, Loi Shon, we didn't learn that, okay, when he said the wrong thing, instead of saying Minachitin, he said Minasairim, or he says Kemach instead of Seilis, that we said in spite of that, he'll be obligated to bring that which is the appropriate Mincha. So this is Chizki, we only learned this, El Da'ma Mincha Minasairim. Only if he says, as the case of the Mishnah, where he says, okay, I'm taking upon myself to bring a flour offering of barley. So then we said, no, you can't bring barley, you bring of wheat. But if let's say he says, I'm going to bring a flour offering of lentils, then says Chizkia, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah would agree that there would be no obligation whatsoever and you wouldn't even bring a mincha of chit. Now, on this interpretation and qualification of Chizkia, the Gemara asks, well, Mechti, let's see. Chizkia, keman omalashmaite. According to whom did he say his teaching, which he's qualifying the opinion of the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, as he himself opened up the Gemara, it's Kibeishamai. He's saying the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is Beishamai. Now, Therefore, as the Gemara, Beishamai Mishum Tavas Lashon Rishonhu. We already explained the Gemara, but what's Beishamai's reasoning, if he's the Tana of a Mishnah, to say that you're obligated to bring Menachitin, even though you said Minasarim? Because you go based on the first words that you said. You said Menachitin, that's it. You said Nazar, that's it. Even though you say Gregor's Devela, doesn't make a difference. So then the question is, how do we understand Chizkiya's teaching now? Mali Minasarim, Mali Minadashim. So what's the difference what you end off the statement by saying, I'm going to take a neder to bring a mincha from barley or from lentils? Who cares? The second half is not relevant. It's the first thing. So why Minadashim would not be the same thing as Minasarim? Says the Gemara, Hadurbe. Chizkiya actually retracted his earlier teaching. And he agrees that the reasoning of the halacha of our Mishnah is like Bishil. Is because, oh, had I known that you can't do like that, I would have done like that. But you're right, it's not because that of Beishamai. Because you're right, if it was Beishamai, then even Minadashim would be the halacha that one would be chayv to bring a mincha from Chitin. Rather, it's because he actually retracted and he agrees to the way Rabbi Yechanan said it, that's going like Beishil, and it's only had I known. Had I known that you can't, what do you mean, had you know that you can't? Well, because as the Gemara will explain shortly, one would think to make a mistake, an error, by barley in regards to wheat, because there are certain individual minlachas that are brought from barley. But lentils, no one's making such a mistake. Everyone knows not. And therefore, that's why that wouldn't qualify at all to say, oh, had I known. And that's not going to be chayv at all. Again, based on the new revised understanding of Chizkiya, that it's going like Bissel. Now, ask the Gemara, my time of Hodebe, why did he retract? Why didn't he maintain, as he had earlier said, that the Tanna Kama of a Mishnah is Bisham and not Bissel? So Rava says, because Masnitin Kashise, the Mishnah's wording what he found difficult. Because Ma'ir Yud Tani Mincha Minasarim, why did the Tana, whoever he is, of our Mishnah say that when he's saying it the incorrect way, but still he'll be chayav a regular mincha, is when he had said, I want to bring a mincha out of barley. Well, listen to Minadashim. Say even a bigger Kiddush. Say, I'm going to bring a mincha out of lentils. Why didn't he say that case? If it was a Beishamai, it would be even in that case too. Rather, must be that no, the reasoning of the halacha of our Mishnah is not because of Tavas Lashon Rishon. It's because, like that opinion we said of Basil, that he made a mistake. He thought you could do from barley and really realized you cannot bring a neder out of barley, you have to bring out of chitin. But he made an error. And that's what the Gemara explains. It's only by making a vow of a flower offering or barley that a person can make such a mistake, because there are some cases of menachas, specifically an individual who has to bring a menachas kana'is, which is when he's suspected adulterous woman, he has to bring the barley flower offering. So he made a mistake and thought, oh, I thought menachas could be brought from barley. Oh, had I known, I would never have done, and therefore it's going to be chayiv in the regular one of chitin. But badashim leitai, but no one would ever make such a mistake, or about lentils. There's never ever lentil flour that's used as a flour offering. So therefore, if he is saying mina adashim from the lentils, then obviously that's considered Pesach Imoy, where he's obviously not intending to bring anything, because everyone knows there's no such mistake. Obviously he's just trying to get out of it, and really it's neder Pesach Imoy, and that's why he retracted and says, obviously the town of a Mishnah is not like Beishamai, because then it would have been even mina adashim. It rather is like Bishil, and therefore it's only mina sa'ayim, which only they would just say Eli Yisudea, which only applies by Sa'irim and not by Adashim. So that was Chizkiya. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan. He disagrees with Chizkiya in how to qualify the Halacha of Mishnah. He says, no, Afilu Min Adashim. The Halacha of Mishnah, although it says Min Sa'irim, would even be from lentils. If he says, I'm taking upon myself a vow to bring a mincha from Adashim, according to the Hanakam of Mishnah, he would be chayiv in a mincha from Chitin. On that is the Gemara, just similar to the question we had asked on Chizkiya, Mechti, let's see. Rabbi Yechanan, Kaman Amr L'Shmaite. According to whom did he explain is the Tana of our Mishnah, as we mentioned before? He says it's K'Beisil. He says the Tana of Mishnah is Beisil. But U'Beisil Mishum D'Toyhu, as we explained, Beisil holds the reason why when you say from Sa'irim, you're still going to be Chayiv for Chidin, is because the person made a mistake. Because if it wasn't a mistake, it would be Neder Pesachim. But the person made a mistake, oh, had I known, I would never, and I would have, yeah, made from Chidin. Oh, so you're Chayiv from Chidin. Because you're not regretting the nether. But if that's the case, the error only applies to barley, as we explained before. People don't make mistakes regarding lentils. You can't say over there, oh, had I known, because everyone knows you don't bring a flour offering out of lentils. And obviously he's not intending to bring anything. So how could Rabbi Yechanan, who's saying the town of the Mishnah is Beisil, say that it would even apply if he says, I'm going to bring a mincha from Adashim, where there's no room for error over there? Says the Gemara, no. L'dvar of the Chizkiya kamaleh. This teaching of Rabbi Yechanan was going according to the opinions of Chizkiya, who Chizkiya earlier had explained that the Tana of a Mishnah is like Beishamai. On that, Rabbi Yechanan tells Chizkiya, that if you're saying the Tanya of the Mishnah is like Beis Shammai, then according to your opinion, then that halacha would even be if he's taking a neder of a mincha from lentils. Because there you would still say, Tavas Lashon Rishon. Now, but you're right, that what the Gemara is saying right now is, but Rabbi Yechon himself doesn't hold like that. Because Rabbi Yechon explains the Tanya of a Mishnah, you're right, like Beis Hill, because of making a mistake. Where you could say, oh, that clause of, oh, had I known, I would never have done that, but by lentils, you can't make such an error. Where obviously he's not intending anything from before that. But this statement of Rabbi Yechon is not going according to his own understanding, it's going in Chizkiah's understanding, as the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechon was telling to Chizkiah, at my time of Hadrasbach, why'd you retract? Why'd you fall off your initial interpretation that the Mishnah is like Beis Shammai? Mishum, like his Rava had explained, Mishum delay ketoni min adashim, because it should have said a bigger chiddush. Even when lentils, that even there you can be chayv mincha out of chidin. And it doesn't say that, so therefore must be it's only by Sarim. Oh, if it's only by Sarim, then it must be like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Shammai, like we explained before. And that says Rabbi Yechon to Chizkiah, no. Dil maloy mebaya kamar. According to you, you could explain that the Mishnah is in a what's called a loy mebaya. That no, we don't even have to tell you adashim that you'd be chayev. Even Sarim, you'd be chayev. Why? Why is that the bigger chiddush? Loy mebaya min adashim. We don't have to tell you that when he says I'm going to bring a mincha from lentils, where like you're saying it's going like Beis Shammai. So since we go on to what's called tafas lashon rishon tikelimema, you could say mahadahu dehader bay. He's just trying to retract, but we know Beis Shammai holds for Tavas Lashon Rishon. Doesn't make a difference. You're still going to be chayv because we go based on the first things that were said. And since it for sure wasn't an error, you could say initially when he says, I'm going to bring a mincha, his intention was for a bona fide mincha. It's just that he wants to retract. And he thinks, okay, let me say something that I'm not going to be chayiv to bring anything for, which there's no such akrava, and I'll say lentils. But that's why he's going to be chayiv, because you cannot retract because we're going like Beis Shammai holds Tavas Lashon Rishon. But you would think that actually Sarim Beis Shammai would hold that you'd actually be Pater. And that's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. Ela filam and Sarim nami, but even by barley, we are. Why is that a bigger Chiddush? The Ikalamim, because there you could say, Mituhu de Katoi Bey, that people make mistakes. And you could actually say that actually originally, he never intended to bring a bona fide mincha. Rather, his intention was to bring, as he himself explains, a flour offering out of barley. Since you cannot bring a flour offering out of barley, actually maybe Beis Shammai would hold that he'd be exempt. Because most definitely you could say over there that concept that had I known that to end I'm going to have to bring chitin, I would never have taken the neder in the first place. That's the chiddush the Mishnah, no, afilah hachi tafas lashon rishon. Even over there in the case of barley, you still go with the first thing that he said, where according to that interpretation of Rabbi Yechon, and he holds in Beis Shammai, that would be the same thing as the case of lentils. No, we don't assume that his intention was never to make, no, just like we say Minad Dashim. You said Minad Mincha, that's it. The first words you said is a bona fide Mincha out of Chidin. Just like by the case of when you want to say Minad Dashim, that you're trying to retract, you can't retract. You go based on Tafas Lashon Rishon. Beis Shammai is not going to say Nedru Pescha Yimai. So to over here, even say Minad Sa'ayim, which you might have thought to say that is a that he meant all along to bring that type of Mincha, where there's room to say that there's such an error, because there is like a Mincha's Kenois that's brought over barley, still that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that no, even over there, the Mincha Sa'ayim, we're not going to say that, we're going to say that you're just trying to back out of retract, which you can't, according to Beis Shammai, and therefore Rabbi Yechon says that you don't, Chizki didn't have to back down and retract, you could still have said that the Halacha, the Mishnah, is like Beis Shammai, and the reason why he picks Minad Sa'ayim is because that actually is the bigger Chiddush in the case of Minad Dashim. It's continuing to Amud Beis, according to Rashi's interpretation, that Amaziiwi, he's saying similar along the lines of Chizkiah. And he says, Lo Yishanu, we didn't learn this halacha of which the Tanya of the Mishnah is like Beis Shammai, that we go on top of Lashon Rishon, and therefore, no matter what you end up saying, you can be chayiv in a regular mincha, that of Chitnim. That's Ela De'ama Mincha. That's only with the words that he says, Harei'alai Mincha, I take upon myself to bring a flour offering, Min Hasarim from barley. Well, you could say that once he said the word mincha, Tavas Lashon Rishon, first thing you said is primary, which your intention was for a bona fide mincha, which is out of chitin. Avaloyam a mincha, but if he didn't say the word mincha, rather he said minchas sa'arim, which is a explanatory, introductory term for the next word of sa'arim, then loy. Then no. Because there the word minchas with a saf instead of a hey is going in the word sa'arim. There obviously is going to be exempt because you can't say tafas lashon rishon. The word minchas doesn't mean anything. It's only secondary to the word that comes after, which is obviously sa'arim, and it can't be referring to a mincha of chitin. So when it says the word mincha, the word mincha itself can mean that of a regular mincha, that of chitin. Or another interpretation is, but when it says in the Gemara, avoloyam mincha loy, if he doesn't say mincha not, meaning, but rather, as the second interpretation of Rashi says, if he, let's say, he says the words harelai sa'ayim, he doesn't use the word mincha at all, not even just mincha, just sa'ayim, then of course he's going to be pater, because obvious intention is for that of sa'ayim, and there's no chiv of sa'ayim according to anyone, and you cannot say over there, tafas lashon rishon. Now, this interpretation of Zi'iri, Yasav Rav Nachman v'kamal al hashmaita. So Rav Nachman is sitting and saying over this teaching of Zi'iri that he was qualifying the halacha of the Mishnah that you say tavas lashon rishon, that you'll be chayav a regular mincha even though you say from sa'ayim, is only if you said harelei mincha min asayim. Now on that Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, who was saying over this teaching of Zi'iri from our Mishnah. A Mishnah said, if let's say he says kemach, he wants to bring regular flour. So the Mishnah said, no, you'll be saying he has to bring fine flour. Asks Rava, lav deloyam mincha, isn't it like the words of the Mishnah seem to indicate that the only thing he says, harelai kemach, and even though he's going to be chayav because the person doesn't say words in vain, even though he didn't say the word mincha, which refutes the interpretation of Zi'iri, which sound like, no, only if he says the word mincha, but if he says just sa'irim or kemach, he's not going to be chayav, the Mishnah seems to say unlike that. That says, the Gemara, lai, no, deloyam mincha. He said, I'm taking upon myself to bring a mincha of kemach. Therefore, the word mincha already obligates him. But you're right, if he just said kemach, he wouldn't be chayav. But that the Rebbe continues asking from the list in our Mishnah. Let's say he said, "Balei shem levayna." I want to bring without oil and frankincense. So the Tanakhama of the Mishnah said, "No, yavi shem levayna has to bring with oil and frankincense." My love, the lema mincha, isn't it tuma where he didn't say the word mincha? He just said, "I want to bring one with shemen without shemen levayna." So it's like, "Well, no, the ama mincha is where he said the word flour offering. He said the word mincha." And that Rebbe continues asking. Our Mishnah said, "If let's say he says, I want to bring chatz yisar and a half of a tenth of an eifa." So the Mishnah said, "No, yavi yisar and shem has to bring a full yisar." Says Rav, my love, dilema mincha, isn't it tuma we didn't say the word mincha? Says Rav Nachman, lo, no, it's my dama mincha, we said the word mincha. As the Zi'iri had said, you have to say the word mincha, which that's what obligates you in halacha of tafas lashon rishon. But on that, asked Rav, Yahach, if that's the case, the aim is safe. Look at the later case in the Mishnah. Let's say he says, I want to bring Yisar in the Mechza, one and a half Yisraelim. So the Tanakhama said, Yavishnaim has to bring two. Now, ask Rav, kima dama mincha, but if you're explaining all these cases that he said also the word mincha, so, ichayiv le b'yisar. So the word mincha itself already obligates him in a regular mincha, which is that of yisar. Ki amr chatz yisar, when he subsequently says a half yisar, loy klum kamar. So the Gersa takes the word who. He hasn't said anything. And therefore, why does the Tanakhama say should be chayiv two? Should be chayiv one yisar, and not more than that. As Taisa explains. Because if you say that he's not saying the word mincha as the simple translation of the Mishnah is, and still you would say, then he'll be chayav too. Makes sense, because we'd be talking about ways he would say, oh, had I known you can't do a half, I would have done a full. So that's what we say, when he says one half, he thought you could do a half. Oh, if not a half, it would mean two, so we could understand why he'd be chayav too, that's right. But since you're saying that it means that he said in the word mincha, I'm taking upon myself to bring a mincha of a nisar and a half, why is he bring two? But you said wherever there's no word mincha before that, it's nothing. So here when he says a mincha, isarin, v'chatzi isarin. So before the word isarin, there's the word mincha, so that has relevancy. But the chatzi isarin, there's no word mincha before that, he shouldn't be obligated to anything in the chatzi isarin. Why is he chayav two? Should be chayav only one? Says Gemara, loy notes, loy tzricha, no, it's necessary. The case is not the way it seems to be read in the Mishnah. Although it's isarin and the chatzi, it's actually the inverse. The amma harelai mincha chatzi isarin v'isarin. So he said, I'm taking upon myself to bring a mincha. Yeah, he had to say the word mincha like Zi'iri had said, as Rav Nachman had quoted him. But he says, to bring a mincha of a chatzi isarin and an isarin. Oh. The kivan of a mincha, since he said, I'm taking upon myself to bring a mincha, so ichayv li b'isarin. So he's already obligated to bring a tenth of an eva, which is the regular mincha. That's why he says, tafas lashon rishon, like b'shamay. Now, ki amma chatzi isarin, then when he says, a half of Isarin, which is the first one being said. So, v'leklumkam, he hasn't said anything. That's not relevant. You can't bring a half of Isarin. The only reason why Yichayiv is the toughest Lashon Rishon, not the next words that you say. We said the next words you say is Gregor's Dvela, Sa'irim, whatever you're saying is not relevant. Now, but Kiyad da Amar Isarin, but then when after you say the word Chatz Isarin, you say Isarin, oh, that's Mais Isarin Achrinah. Then you bring a full-fledged Isarin, because that's taking as a mincha is supposed to be brought. That's why there's an obligation of two Isarinis in that case. Now, the Gemara asks in general. If that's the case that you're explaining all the halachas of our Mishnah, when he says, without Shem Levine, all these cases where he first said the word mincha, so Reb Shimon Paita, when our Mishnah then quotes, who disputes the Tanakhama, Reb Shimon says, nah, all the cases he's exempt. Shleis Nadiv Kederacham Es Nadim, because he didn't donate the way a person is supposed to do the classic mincha and donating. Am I? Why? Since you explained the Tanav and Mishnah like Bishamai that we say Tavas Lashon Rishon, we go the first thing on what he said, and you're saying that the Tanakama is saying that we said the word Mincha, so that is being Misnadim Kederecha Misnadim, because the first thing he says Harei Lai Mincha, and if he says B'lei Shem Levayin, whatever he's saying, that's not relevant. He's taking a normal type of a Nedava, which is Harei Lai Mincha. So why does Rabbi Shimon say all the case? He can be exempt. So Amarava, because Rabbi Shimon Beshitas Rabbi Yisi Amar. Although Rabbi Shimon is agreeing that we're going with Tavas Lashon Rishon, but additionally, he goes with the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. The Amar that he says, Af Bigmad Varvadim Matves, that a person, we also base his what he's saying on the last words that he says, where we don't only go based on the first words that he says, but neither do we only go based on the last thing that he said. So we are going with Tavas Lashon Rishon, but additionally, we go based on everything that he says, including the last words that he says. So therefore, like in this case we just quoted where he says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a mincha of a chatz isaron and an isaron. That is not like the Tanakhama had said, that we only go based on the first things that he said. Oh, the first thing that he said is a mincha, chatz isaron is not relevant, and isaron, okay, you're going to be chayiv. No, according to Rabbi Shimon, that we look at everything that he says, that must mean that the last words of chatz isaron and isaron are explaining and qualifying. His gemar devarav is also relevant in explaining the first words that he says. Where therefore comes out according to Rabbi Shimon, it's like as if he said, I'm taking upon myself to bring a mincha of a half of a sarn and a sarn. Where that's not the way a person makes an adava, because it's all one long sentence. Half of a sarn, a sarn, half a sarn you don't bring. It's only based on this rainus. Oh, so therefore, since it wasn't Kederech HaMasnadvim, we don't now start reinterpreting and saying that it was two Yisroinus. No, we say he's not having anything because it's one long Nedava, and because we go based on Oso Gemar Dvarv, and that's where Kuntra B'Shimon is going to be Patim. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah. Mishnah is regarding the different vessels that a person, when he donates a mincha as the title of a perek, what the halacha is regarding the kalim that it comes in. So the Mishnah says, "Misnadav ad the mincha shall shishim isaron." The person can make a nedava of a flour offering of 60 isaronim of flour, or maybe bekliyachad he could even bring it in one vessel. Now, however, imam harilai samachal, let's say he says, "I want to bring a flour offering of 61 isaronim," then maybe shishim bekliyachad, then he could only bring 60 in one vessel, and ve'echad bekliyachad, and the other one, the 61st, has to be in a different vessel. The reason for this is shekenat tzibur maybe be yom tov rishon shel chag shechalias b'shabbes, the public, meaning the tzibur, which the kanam are the agents of the Jewish people, the tzibur brings on the first day of the yom tov sukkos. If it falls out on Shabbos, it's going to come out. They're going to bring shishim ve'echad, 61 asrein of flour for the karbanos on that day. Why is it? Because on that first day of sukkos, if it's Shabbos, there's going to be 13 parim, 13 bulls, which that's 39 asreinim. Because you have Shalosh Esrayim Lapar, every bull has 3 Esrayim of flour for its Mechas Nesachim. There's 14 lambs, which every lamb has 1 Esrayim, so that's 14 Esrayim, that's for so far 53 Esrayim. Then there's the 2 rams, which every ram has 2 Esrayim, that's 4 Esrayim, that's 57 Esrayim. Then you have the 2 carbon tumets that's brought every day, which each one needs 1 isaron of flour, that's another 2. Then you have the 2 lambs that are brought for the musaf of Shabbos, that's another 2. That makes for a total of 61 isaron. So therefore, says this first opinion, it's enough for an individual, if he wants to bring a mincha, to at least be one less than the tzibur. You don't equate a yachid with a tzibur. Tzibur, they could bring 61, as we find on that unique day that they're going to make 61 Esrayim. A Yachid can't bring as much. You want to bring 61? Then bring 61 and one another one. But for one flour offering, it has to be one less than the Tzibah, which is only 60. Now, on that, Reb Shimon says, but what do you mean? Those 61 Esrayim that are brought on the first day of Sukkot and falls on the Shabbos, you think they're brought in one vessel? V'aloi e'le parim ve'ele kvasim. Those Esrayim are for bulls, those are for lambs. And then there's rams, and the inim of lalim zemzeh, and they can't even be mixed one with the other, because to the contrary, if they would be mixed in one vessel, that actually would invalidate it, because the flour offering of a par of the bull, the michas nesachim, it has a thick consistency, because there's 2 lugan of oil for every yisarim, which is a half of a hin for 3 yisrainim. The michas kvasim of the lambs, it has a liquidy texture, because it's a revius a hin for every yisarim, which is 3 lugan, which, if they would actually get mixed in one vessel, they would absorb one from the other, because that's what usually ends up evening out in the consistency. We'd come out, one would be missing, and one would have too much. So how can you say that, oh, he can't bring in one vessel 61, because it has to be less than the team, but the team never brings 61 in one. To the contrary, they can't mix. If they did, it would be possible. So Eli Rather says to Rav Shimon, The reason why an individual cannot bring 61 Yisroinim in one vessel is a different reason. It's because ad shishim yichon leval, up until 60 Yisroinim, it's possible to mix that amount of flour, one vessel, with one lug of oil. Because as Rashi explains over here, that it's going like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as it brought it in Perek Midis early in the Peches Bet Aleph, that even a mincha of 60 Yisroinim, you only always bring one lug of oil. So therefore, one lug of oil, for 60 Yisroinim, that's a lot of flour, it's possible to mix it all together with one lug of oil. But 61, it's not possible to mix. Which actually, it's brought from on the Maseres HaShas, that actually, earlier on the Yud Ches Mabez, Rashi explains that you could even say this halacha of Reb Shimon, even according to the Rabbanan, who say, no, every Esarin brings another lug of oil, still, it's not going to mix so well in one vessel. But either way, Reb Shimon is saying, it's not going to mix so well in 60. So that's what, in more than 60. So 60 you could bring, but 61 wouldn't mix, and therefore, that's why you can't bring 61 in one vessel. Now, Amar Loi, but they said to Reb Shimon, what, Shishin Devlon, you tell me 60 Yisroinim mix well with, let's say, we'll go with the opinion of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, with one lug of oil, what, Shishin Ve'echad Einam Vlolim, what, and 61, suddenly now it's not going to mix together again? So Amar Lahem, so Reb Shimon said to them, Kol Midas Chacham Kein, all the measurements of the sages are exactly like that. Barbam Sahu Taival, a person could immerse himself if he's richly impure in 40 saw of water. Ubarbam Sah Chasar Kartiv, but if it's missing one kartiv, which is a minute amount of water from that 40 saw, in Yochalit, but no, you can't immerse. It is exactly, yes, 60 can mix, 61 cannot. Now, explaining and clarifying and building on the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings that a brisa that Shal Sheilu Lamailam Reb Yehuda Bar Loi. They had asked a question in front of Reb Yehuda Bar Loi, this halacha of our Mishnah. From where do we know if someone says, I'm taking upon myself a vow to bring a flower offering of 61 Yisroinim, that maybe Shishim Kli Echad, Vechad Bekli Echad, he could only bring 61 vessel, and the 61st has to be brought another vessel. So Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi, who he was Reisha Medab Mechal Malkam, he was always the first one to speak in every place, whereas this is brought in the incident of the famous story by the cave in Masechta Shabbos, Alam Gimel Abayz, where they had denounced the Romans' authorities, and that's when Shimon Yochai had to run away, and he had found favor of what they were doing, that it was helpful, so he was the one appointed to always be the first one to speak. Vamani said as follows, the reason is, Shekim etzinu tzibur mevin b'yam t'rishon shechag, shechalis b'shabbos, this is like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, we find that the tzibur brings on the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, if it falls on Shabbos, shishim ve'echad 61 Yisroinim, so day liyachad shifchus me'atzib echad is enough that, you know, an individual, if he wants to bring, at least one less than the tzibur brings, which maxes out at 60. As the Mishnah said, and so to him, the Braisa, Shimon said to him, but this is bulls and rams where they have a certain consistency. These are lambs, which those two, they have a thick consistency. This one has a more moist, liquidy consistency. And they can't mix together. Moreover, is that not all those kabbans are brought at the same time. Some are brought in the morning, some are brought in the evening. And they don't get mixed together. How can you bring a halacha that you can only bring in one vessel, 60, because the tzibur brings 61? The tzibur 61, first of all, technically it's not brought at the same time. Some in the morning, some in the evening. And more, but they cannot be, because that actually would invalidate it. So they said to Reb Shimon, so you say, what's the reason? So Amal Ham, he said, the reason is Harei Oim, because the Pasuk says Mayikra. It says, V'chol mincha belula v'ashemen v'chareva. Every flower offering, whether those that are mixed with oil, or those that are dry, certain menachas don't have oil. So it says Reb Shimon, what you see from the Pasuk is, K'fa Amr Teri, the Teri is already telling us, Havei mincha sheikha ilibol, you have to bring a flower offering that at least could be mixed with its oil. It calls it belula v'ashemen, and 61 can't mix with the oil. So Amalei, they said to Reb Shimon, what? B'shishim nevlom, what 60 is starting this, the lug of oil could mix. B'shishim ve'echad ein nevlom, and 61 they can't mix. So Amalei said to him, Kol midas chacham keinu, all the measurements of the sages are exact, which is barbam sahu tevel, like we find immersion in the mikveh. 40 saw, one could immerse. Barbam saw chasar kortev, if it's missing just one kortev of water, and you literally can't immerse. So to kebeya mitama tumas eichel, a food item, if it's the size of an egg, could convey and contract the tuma of food items. Kebeya chaser shumshum, if it's the size of an egg, just missing a size of a sesame seed, and mitama tumas eichel doesn't convey anymore the tumas of eichel. So to shleisha shleisha mitami medras, something that's a cloth that's three tvachim by three tvachim, could have the tuma of medras, which is when a zav or a zava lays on something, so it gets a certain tuma. But shleisha shleisha chosen nima achas, if it's 3x3 tefachim, missing just one thread, less than 3x3 tefachim, ain't a matama medrash, it does not convey the tumah of medrash, and therefore, yes, it's exactly 60, but 61 would be a problem. Now, but the Gemara asks on the opinion of Reb Shimon, v'chi ein nevlon mai hava. So what's the difference? Okay, it says 60 could mix together, 61 can't. So who cares if it can't get mixed together when it's 61? Because Vatznan will in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that says Imlay Bol Kasher, if you didn't mix the flour offering with the oil, it's still valid. So why does it have to if even after the fact if you didn't mix it, it's going to be kasher? So Reb Zera, which is a Talmudic concept wrote many times at Shas, says no. Kol Haro Labila, whatever is fit to be mixed, for example, like 60 Israelim, where technically you could mix the flour with that one lug of oil, then actually in Bila Ma'akevis, as the Mishnah says there on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, even if it's not mixed, it's going to be kosher. It's not going to withhold the validity. But v'chol she'ena ro labila, whatever cannot be mixed, 61, it cannot, the flour cannot mix with that one lug of oil, bila makeves, by there actually, that will be integral, the mixing, where it has to at least be able to be mixed. And therefore 60 is valid, 61 is not. Now, continuing on a related theme regarding the measurements of the sages, Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi says, "Ma'ase b'preda achas shel beis Rabbi Shemesa." There was a story, there was an incident with one of the mules of the household of Rabbi, or Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, which it died. B'shir chacham es dama, and the sages, they evaluated its blood, which was coming out from it, b'revius, to see if it had a revius, a quarter of a leg of blood, which if it came out of it, to stay away from it, like a nevela, like yeah, one has to stay away from becoming tummy of the corpse of a dead animal. So do they wanted to measure the blood, if it had the size of revius, to have to stay away from that blood of the nevela too. Now, again, since we were speaking about before the measurements of the sages, to say that they're exacting, so it's also auto measurements over here, the measurements of the Rabbanan, which, because this measurement of a revius of dam, is because it could congeal, as the Gemara will conclude, and be the size of a kezias, which that's the size of tuma of a nevela. So, although this is a liquid, but that liquid could congeal and turn into a solid of kezias, so therefore, that was going to have the possibility of the tuma of nevela, and therefore they were measuring it to see if one has to stay away from that blood. Now, however, Masav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, he asks from the following brisa on Rav Bibi. Because the brisa says, "Hey, Rabbi Shu ben Beseira, they both testified, al dam nevela shuhutar, the blood of nevela is pure. How could you say that they were measuring to see if the blood was the measurement of a revius? What do I mean? Who cares? The blood of nevela, even if it has any measurements, is tar. And so, to Rabbi Shu ben Beseira, he says, Maisa, there was such an incident where they were spearing the wild donkeys." They were killing it for the utility of La Arayis, for the lions, B'istari Shal Melech, for the army of the king, because they wanted to feed it to those lions. V'haya Eile Regalim, and those Jews who were going up for the Yom Tov, for one of the Shalish Regalim, were making the pilgrimages where they have to be tar, Shaykin Ad Rechay Vesein Bedam, they were submerged as they were walking along, up until their knees in the blood of these wild donkeys. V'lo Yom Lam Davar, and the sages didn't tell them anything. So you see clearly that the dam of nevela is not tamei. So how could Rav Bibi say here with the story that they were measuring to see if it had the measurement of what? It's not tamei anyway. So Ishtik Rav Bibi was silent. So Amalei Rav Zikr said to Rav Bibi, "My time alo kama hadamar. Why doesn't the master give back an answer to defend his position?" So Amalei said to him, "Hecha hadle. How could I respond?" Reb Chanan had said an explanation of the pasuk Devarim that talks about the retribution of the Jewish people when they sin. Your life will be hanging in the balance opposite you. What does that refer to? This refers to someone who has to buy produce from year to year, where he doesn't have any of his own land to plant, so his life is suspended in the balance, where he doesn't know if he'll have money the coming year to go ahead and buy grain. And when the pasuk continues, it says, you're going to be in dread at night and during the daytime. This is even more severe. This refers to someone who has to buy produce from Friday to Friday. And when it says even more, you're not even going to believe in your own life. This refers to someone who has to be dependent on the baker, where every day has to go and buy bread from the baker, where he doesn't even have from week to week. And as we continue to talk of Kofdal Medalef, and he says, that person, referring to himself, says Rav Bibi, he's dependent on the baker, where I don't have any peace of mind. Every day I have to worry what I'm going to eat. So therefore I don't have the frame of mind to answer him his question. So the Gemara asks, "My Havala, what was the result of this question regarding that they were measuring the blood of Nevela, but isn't it difficult from the Brice that we see that the blood of Nevela is not tummy anyway?" So Rabbi Yisri says, "Rabbi Yehuda, Maryana debay Nesiyahavam." That story with the household of Rebbe, the Meir Hara, the one who would paskin, the one who would direct them what they should do in Jewish law, was Rabbi Yehuda. He was the one in charge of the halachic framework in the household of Rabbi. And it was based on him that they did all their actions, and he was the one who told them, yeah, to measure the blood. Why? Because he was teaching them like his own teaching, whereas we're going to quote that he holds, that Basil holds, that yes, the Dam Nevela is Tame. Not like that Braisa. It's not like we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Huda Aimer, who was saying it's him, that he was the Meir of the house of the Rebbe, he says, Shisha Devar Mekula Bishamai or Mechum Basil. There are six things that are the leniencies of Bishamai, where although generally Bishamai is Machum and Basil is lenient, there are six things that are from the leniency of Bishamai and from the stringency of Basil, which in Masech Tzidis it goes through these six things. One of them is dam nevelis, the blood of a dead animal. Bishamai mitar, and they say it's pure, like that braisa. But a bishil mitam bishil says no, it's going to be tame. Now, Amar Bisa b'Yehuda, he says, and that clarifies the next element of the variable of that story in the household of the Rebbe, that af kishatim bishil, even when bishil said the blood of nevelis tame, leitima ela b'revias, they only said it's tame if it has a revias aluk. Why revias? Because then that revius of blood could congeal and be, when it's a solid, the size of an olive, and the shear, the measurement of Tumas Nevela, is an olive. So that explains that story, why it's not difficult in Rabbi Bibi, because going like Rabbi Huda, who he holds like Beis Hill, that in that situation, Dam Nevela is actually Tame, like it was clarified by Rabbi Huda, which is by the shear of a revius, because that could be Karish and be the shear of a Kazayas, which is the shear of Tumas Nevela.